For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. A Springfield, Missouri hospital says it's expanding its morgue capacity amid an increase in COVID-19 deaths. With coronavirus cases on the rise across the state, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas announced yesterday that he would reinstate a mask mandate for indoor spaces. And St. Louis has begun offering immunization incentives for some city employees. Missouri has the nation's fourth worst COVID-19 diagnosis rate over the past week, with one in every 360 people diagnosed with COVID-19. According to Johns Hopkins data, its 7-day rolling average of daily deaths has nearly doubled over the past 2 weeks. The CEO of Cox Health says the increase in deaths prompted it to bring in temporary cooling equipment for bodies. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office says a Southwest Missouri couple charged with multiple counts of abuse at a reform school should be sent back to jail. Schmidt's office criticized a judge who placed Boyd and Stephanie Householder on house arrest after a hastily called court hearing Friday. The Householders are charged with abusing girls at the Circle of Hope Girls Ranch they operated near Humansville. They pleaded not guilty in March. Their attorneys said the couple has health issues that cannot be treated adequately in jail. Schmidt's office said the Householder's attorney provided no evidence of the couple's medical conditions. As COVID-19 case numbers continue to climb, terms like breakthrough and reinfections are being thrown around. But what do they mean? KBIA's Rebecca Smith takes a look.
53% of Boone County, or more than 95,000 county residents, have at least started the process of getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Sarah Hum is the public information specialist for the Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. She says that COVID cases are on the rise again, primarily due to the Delta variant, and nearly all those cases are folks who haven't been vaccinated yet. She says there's been 130 reinfection cases in Boone County, or people getting COVID for a second time, more than 90 days after their initial case.
Our first reinfection was in late 2020, and that makes up about 0.7%.
Of all the cases that have happened in Boone County since the beginning of the pandemic, she adds that they're also tracking breakthrough cases, or positive COVID patients who've been fully vaccinated for more than 2 weeks. There have been 149 breakthrough cases in Boone County, which Hum says is just 0.18% of fully vaccinated folks. That's a little less than 2 in 1,000 chance of getting COVID if you're fully vaccinated.
We've had some questions about that kind of natural immunity, if you will, that if you've had COVID before, you don't need to get vaccinated, and you do need to get vaccinated.
And she says that's because vaccines greatly reduce the chance of serious illness, hospitalizations, or death. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.
And I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.